We're here in the Bengals locker room with new Bengals defensive coordinator Terrell Austin. And, Coach, first of all, welcome to the city of Cincinnati.
Glad to be here.
I know you've got a great relationship with Bengals head coach Marvin Lewis. Give the fans a little background on that.
Well, I've known Marv a long time. I think the very first time I met Marv was when he was an assistant at Pitt. I had just finished playing there. And then as he moved on, I actually did an internship at the Baltimore Ravens when he was there. And then, obviously, we've just kept in touch since then.
Defensive minds, great defensive minds think alike. I guess you guys are on the same page as head coach and defensive coordinator, what the expectations are out of a defense?
Absolutely. I think you have to be. I think Marv, being a defensive guy, he understands what great defenses are. He's been a coach of great defenses. And so what I want to do is try to elevate our guys' play, help them elevate the play, so that we can become a great defense and win a championship, because I think that's really what everybody gets into this game to do, is to win a championship.
In your mind, Coach, what's the definition of a great defense? What does that mean?
To me, a great defense is you could do some numbers on it, but really you want a defense that's able to stop the run, doesn't give up big plays, turns the ball over to get it back for our offense, and basically just helps you win the game. That's to me, that's a great defense. If they can help you win a game and help you win a championship, then you've got yourself, you got what you want.
If the fans out there were looking for a word or a phrase to characterize a Coach Austin defensive football team, what might that be?
Well, I think when people have looked at the defenses that I've had the ability to be around, that they're aggressive. And they don't, for the most part, we don't beat ourselves.
So it's a big discipline. It's a big deal. Discipline's what it's all about.
Absolutely. I think that in this league, more games are lost than won, and guys lose them by doing things at inopportune times. And if we can just make sure that we don't do that, we'll have an opportunity to win a lot of games.
I know you haven't had a whole lot of time to start digesting tape yet. You just came to Cincinnati. But over the years, you may have seen the Bengals defense a little bit. Mm-hmm. A lot of personnel. I mean, the cupboard is not bare for sure.
Absolutely, a lot of good players here. I remember a lot of these players that were really young players when I was in Baltimore in 2013, and now they've grown into be really, really fine players. And so hoping to help these guys reach all their goals, which if they reach all their individual goals, we'll reach our team goals.
Big common denominator between you and Marvin, there's a lot, Pittsburgh background, coached together, but you both have a world championship ring. That came from the city of Baltimore. So it'd be nice to get one in the city of Cincinnati here, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Would love to do that for the city of Cincinnati.
The first step in the process now is coaching the coaches. You know, you have to teach them exactly what you're looking for. How much will the old defensive concept with your concepts, how much of a commingling will be going on there?
Well, I'm sure there's going to be some integration between some systems and maybe some terminology and maybe some things. But the nice thing is, because they're a 4-3 front, we were a 4-3 front, it won't be a complete overhaul. And I think that's the important thing. There'll be some tweaks. There'll be some changes. There'll be some subtle things that we'll do. But everything that we do is really meant to try to help our guys and help our guys on defense perform well.
Everything I've heard about you, Coach, is that you're an unbelievable teacher. And that's basically what a coach is, right? I mean, a coach is a teacher.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's one thing for us to know it, but we've got to be able to get whatever our plan is, whatever our lesson is, to our guys, and they've got to be able to take it out on the field on Sunday. And I think I'm glad that people think I'm a good teacher, because that's really what it's all about.
Congratulations on being named defensive coordinator here in Cincinnati.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Appreciate your time.